Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechta Shkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about what happens if you find meat in places where you can assume that it must be kachim. So Basar Shenimtza Ba'azara, you find meat in the Azara. What would meat be doing in the Azara if not for the fact that it's meat from a karban? So Evarin Olos, if you find entire limbs, you find Evarin, meaning the meat was cut into these big pieces of limbs, which is the way they would be menateach the carbonola. When they would bring their carbonola, they just wouldn't throw the entire carcass on the mizbeach. They would butcher it, but into limbs. So you can assume that this is in fact part of a carbonola, because that's the only way that's the way a carbonola is normally cut. But v'chatichos chatos, if you find slices of meat, then you assume, you know, you find a London broil, you find a skirt steak or something. So then you assume it's usually not cows that are brought. But anyway, then you assume that it's a carbon chatas, because even though all carbonos where you eat the meat, they cut it into slices, it's unusual for the meat of carbon shlamim or something like that to be in the Azara, because carbon shlamim could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. So you assume it's a chatas, because chatas is kachim kachim, but unlike an ola, it actually gets eaten. So if it's cut in a way that the meat looks like it was supposed to be eaten, and it's in the Azara, then your best bet is that it's a chatos b'Yerushalayim. But if you find it somewhere in Yerushalayim, then zivchei shlamim, then you assume that it's carbon shlamim. It wouldn't be an ola, because an ola gets burnt on the mizbeach, wouldn't be a chatos, because what's the chatos doing outside of the Azara? But in both cases, whether you find the meat in the Azara and you assume it's a part of an ola chatos rasham, or whether you find it somewhere in Yerushalayim and you assume it to be a carbon shlamim, you're not allowed to actually eat it or bring it on the mizbech. Instead, what you do is you leave it overnight until it looks different, and then it becomes pasul bilina by being left overnight. It becomes dried out by being left overnight. It doesn't look as fresh in the way, you know, in appearance. By having you create that pasul bilina, v'yetzei lebeis hashrefa. Once it's pasul bilina, you bring it out to the place where they burn all pasul karbanos. You can't eat it or burn it on the mizbech, because while it was lost, there was no supervision of the meat, and therefore it might have become tamei, right? You can't be masiach das, you can't have a lack of shmira. So any hesach hadas from the meat would be problematic when it comes to kachim. But it also can't be burnt right away, because maybe it didn't become tamei, and perfectly viable kachim is not allowed to be burnt. So you have to wait till it becomes pasul, and only then do you burn it. And what if you find the meat where there's no reason to think that it might be kachim? Nimtza b'gvulin, you stam find meat somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Say var in nevelos. So if you find it in whole limbs, then you assume that it's a nevela, because they would cut nevelas into big pieces, because they would just feed that to dogs. But chatichos mutaris, if they butcher it, like you would find at a butcher shop, so then it must be mutter, then it's probably kosher meat. Ubishas haregel, if you find that meat around yontif time, shabbos meruba, where there's so much meat around, af evar in mutarin, then even if it's cut into limbs, it's mutter, because they probably just didn't have time to butcher everything, since there's so much meat around. So the butcher shops, you know, sometimes like around the Yontif time, you buy a chicken and it's much dirtier. The feathers are not fully removed. So sometimes you'll have something like that. Now, the Mishnah talks about what we should do with live animals that are found near Yerushalayim, because of the possibility that they may have been, they may be karbanos. So, behemosh nimitzis Yerushalayim va'ad migdal eder. If you find an animal, a live animal, somewhere between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is not terribly far from Yerushalayim, it's 6 or 7 miles away from Yerushalayim, ukemidasa l'kal ruach, or that same distance in any other direction from Yerushalayim, so you assume that it came from Yerushalayim, because most animals in Yerushalayim are kadosh. They're carbonos, so you have to assume that that animal is a carbon as well, and therefore zecharim olos. If it's a male, you assume it's a carbon ola, because carbonos ola have to be male. So most male animals in Yerushalayim would be used as a carbon ola and not as a carbon shlamim. Nikevos zivchei shlamim, and if you find a female animal, you could assume it's a carbon shlamim, because females can't be used as olos. So typically, the female animals would be used as a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroi lipsachim psachim. If the animal is the type of animal that would be kosher for a Korban Pesach, which means it's a male sheep or goat that's in its first year of life. Korban Pesach was always a baby. It was always in the first year of life. So then you assume it's Korban Pesach. Kodom l'regel shloshim yom, provided that you're within 30 days of Pesach, because the halacha is that we're sholin v'dorshin b'hilchos of Pesach shloshim yom kodom achag. So people would already start being makdish animals for their Korban Pesach within 30 days. And therefore, you could assume that animals that fit the bill to be a Korban Pesach, in fact, are a Korban Pesach. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Gimel we spoke about if you find meat, so when you have reason to assume that it's kachim. So if you find the meat in the azara and it's not butchered, you assume it's Korban Olah, it's just cut into limbs. If it is butchered, you assume it's Korban Chatos, because that actually gets eaten by Kohanim. If you find it in Yerushalayim, so you assume it's Korban Shlamim. And in any of those cases, though, you're not allowed to actually eat it. You have to wait till it becomes pasul, and then you burn it. But if you find meat outside of Yerushalayim, so then if it's full limbs, you assume it's a nevela and it was just being thrown to the dogs. And if it's butchered properly, then it's mutter. And if it happens to be Yontif time, where there's a lot of meat around, then even if you find it in Evarim, it's going to be mutter. And then in Mishnah Dalit we learned, what do you do if you find a live animal? So if you find it in the immediate vicinity of Yerushalayim, so you assume that if it's male, it's Korban Olah, if it's female, it's Korban Shlamim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're within 30 days of Pesach, you assume any animal that's ra'ui to be a Korban Pesach is in fact a Korban Pesach. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay.